Before I get started this week, I wanted to give a big shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and TMS coach based in Los Angeles. If you're not familiar with Jeannie, let me introduce her. She used to be a burnt out high school teacher who struggled for nearly two decades with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, anxiety, depression, digestion issues, etc., before healing herself completely and leaving her dead end job. Simply put, she gets it. Especially that frustration of doing all the right things and still not seeing the results that you deserve. If this is you, I encourage you to book a free introductory call to learn more about her one-on-one coaching program. During this call, she will identify the specific blocks that are getting in the way of you fully healing. Trust me, uncovering these obstacles is definitely going to be worth your time. Go to jeanniecolwin.com, that's JeannieColwin.com, to book your free call. Also, check out her impressive testimonials page to see her clients' transformations firsthand. Welcome back to the show. It is February the 29th, which I can only say once every 4 years on this podcast. It is leap year, which means we got that extra day. Day 366, or would December 31st be day 366? Not quite sure, but hey, if you're interested in supporting the podcast, which since the last time I recorded, we had the quarterly Patreon get together, and that was awesome. It was great to see a few faces, talk to a few people. Really happy that the people that were able to stop by were able to. So if you're interested in supporting the show and getting an invite to a future Patreon hangout, patron hangout, go to patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast to learn more, and you'll be on the list. There's 25 of you now, and I won't read all the names. I'll do it next week, but Mike joined us on the call, and I had been saying for weeks that I didn't know what his name was for sure, but it is Mike. And Mike, thank you for being there. So I had put out a question to the Hive Mind within the Mind and Fitness Podcast to Leaders of Pain group. And it just asks, hey, as we roll towards spring, I want to see if there's any topics in particular that you'd like to see touched on or talked about. And this just means that I can basically make this like a grab bag of topics that I can come back to on weeks where maybe there's not an interview. And if you're listening to this and you have messaged me about doing a interview coming up, I apologize. I've been very slow in replies. My wife was out of town for a week, and so some of those replies have just been a little slow, but she's back now. And so I will be a little quicker on responding and being able to get back to some of you. But one really caught my eye, and it's for a couple reasons, because it is something that I've wanted to talk about for a few weeks now as basically a non-pain TMS equivalent. So this is what the person said. So much in the TMS world is focused on pain. I'd be interested in hearing more about non-pain manifestations of TMS, like food sensitivities, inflammation, recurrent infections, dizziness. Thanks. So I'm a huge fan. Whenever somebody sends me a message and they say, oh, healing back pain doesn't apply to me because it's not my back that hurts, the first place I always send them, which I think is sort of like the Bible of all TMS symptoms, is over to the TMS Wiki. There's a section, if you scroll down a little bit on the left-hand side of the screen, that says Success Stories Database. So let me read off some of these as I spot them that are non-pain. And what's cool about this section is that you can come over here and you can click on them. And it'll tell you instances of success stories that people have written on the TMS Wiki, but also any mention of it in any of the really well-known TMS books, Sarno's book and Ozanich's book, and I think Sachs's book is probably mentioned in there, and Schubiner's book and Schechter's book and all those. So let me run through some of these non-pain TMS equivalents. Allergies, anxiety symptoms, asthma. Let's see here. Chronic fatigue syndrome, which is a non-pain thing. Depression, I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. Dermatological symptoms, dermatological conditions. Dizziness. Food sensitivities, I'm going to talk about that too. Frequent sickness, that's an interesting one. Talk about that too. there's headaches, but I'd argue that is a pain thing. Insomnia, that's an interesting one. Multiple chemical sensitivity, panic attacks, I don't know what paroxysmal hypertension is. I'll have to look that up. Post-polio syndrome. Vision problems and vertigo. Although vertigo, you could probably make an argument that that's also a pain symptom. But that's a lot that are there. And I want to come back to, let me find that comment again. So food sensitivities, because a few of these I've had. And as I've gone back, I've talked about basically making the split page checklist or evidence list of like, hey, you've got when in your life going back as far as you can remember that you had a symptom. And then on the right side of that, what was going on in your life at the time of the symptom. And I could remember way back when getting bloody noses, incredible frequency. And I went into, finally went into a doctor about it. And he had said that he didn't know, but he offered to cauterize it for me. And I freaked out and I said, I can't do. And like, I thought he meant make an appointment for like a month from now. And then I could sort of build this moment up in my head and then eventually come back and we could do it. But he then says he'll be right back. And he walks into the room. I didn't know. I thought maybe he got a call or something. And comes back and he's pushing this tray and it has all the stuff to do the cauterizing right then and there. And I was like, whoa, hold the brakes. I said, actually, I got to get going, and made up some excuse on why I had to get the hell out of there. I never called back. But I never had that cauterizing done and my nosebleed stopped. This probably was about, I guess I was probably 20 years old, maybe 21. I'm trying to, it was the period of time in which I had, when I was working at an internship at ESPN Radio Seattle, I was commuting like 200 miles a day for this. And college had a lot of strife and stuff like that. That was a difficult time. But it was a, you know, a fun time, but a very difficult time, a lot of stress, all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, after he, I mean, these nosebleeds were bad. Audrey got one a couple weeks ago where she had a little clot in it. And it reminded me of all these ones that I had as a kid from the time that I was probably 6 years old all the way up until I was 20 or 21, where I would have these like really intense bloody noses that were accompanied by large clotting. And again, they offered to cauterize it and that went away. To me, that was a TMS, a non-pain TMS manifestation. Another one, food sensitivities. Back in 2013, I out of nowhere developed this dairy sensitivity. I can't call it a dairy allergy, I guess, because it was negative on allergy tests. But from what I've been told by doctors that I've had on the show, the tests are inconclusive at best. And so ultimately I would have these, I just started having these food sensitivities to everything that was dairy. And we're not talking about a lot, like a tablespoon of milk would just set off a several day stomach ache of constipation and dizziness and all sorts of stuff. And this, again, really came out of nowhere because I'd had dairy regularly with no issue. Although it was like literally a switch flipped over a weekend and something suddenly had changed. And as I've looked back, this coincided and was the same week that we found out that we were pregnant with Zoe. So a life change, not necessarily a bad life change, but a big life change and get a symptom. And once I read Sarno's book and started doing this evidence list, and the food sensitivity to dairy was one of those things, that issue stopped. And I'm talking about like, life was so small in that period of time when it came to food, because I already restricted myself a lot because I had a certain way that I wanted to look and a certain way that I wanted to perform for weightlifting and CrossFit and competing and things like that. But now you remove the whole dairy equation out of it. Now I'm spending extra time and energy researching protein sources that have no dairy in them, like protein powders, and calling restaurants ahead of time to find out what had dairy in and what did not, all the way down to breads that might be at that particular establishment. So you start to learn all these things that you don't even think have dairy in. And basically, like any Asian food, you're usually pretty safe. Most Asian food, you're usually pretty safe. But outside of that, there's dairy in freaking everything. So it was very limiting on what I could do and what I could have. That was definitely a TMS manifestation. But when I non-pain TMS manifestation. But when I had done my detective work, the jig was up and I started having dairy again. And I have Greek yogurt every single day in one way, shape, or form. I rotate my breakfasts. So like today I had, let's see here, I had 2 cups of oats. I had 170 grams of Greek yogurt. I had chia seeds. I had blueberries. I had protein powder. I had dried peanut butter powder. And then for snack, I had more Greek yogurt. And I had an apple. And for lunch yesterday, I made a pizza with real mozzarella. And so I don't have that limitation anymore. And it's wonderful. And it's great. As far as recurrent infections go, which is what this person had said, TMS has an amazing way of suppressing your systems, suppressing your immune systems, suppressing just your ability to heal from things, from injuries, which that was another thing, which I think I'm going to do a separate podcast on, but somebody else had said, hey, applying TMS concepts to acute injury, if possible. I will tell you, it's absolutely possible to do something like that. And it's amazing. I had an ankle injury back in 2020 that was terrible. At one point in time, I tore my labrum, I broke my arm, I tore my rotator cuff. That hurt less than this ankle injury in 2020. And it was not a break. It was a ligament tear, like not a full detachment or full tear, but you know, like ligaments can be torn and they're not completely detached. So it don't require surgical intervention or anything like that. That thing hurt so bad. And at first, I way too TMS'd it, like the approach to it. And I did. I remember I took a really, really hot bath that night because I was wanting to force inflammation into the area to promote healing and stuff like that. And then I went and took a shower and almost passed out because it hurt that bad. But then like iced it, chilled, gave myself a reasonable amount of time to heal. And the pain was gone within about a week. The dysfunction lasted longer than that. And I went and saw PT and things like that. But the pain, because we're talking about acute injuries, the pain went away pretty quickly. And I didn't have that sort of an issue. So yes, there are examples of that. But as far as like the body's ability to heal, the body is such an intelligent thing that if you can really get out of the way and let the body do its thing, you're going to be in really good shape. And the way really to apply like a TMS principle to that is going to be, again, fear is what the fuel of TMS is. So the more that you can not take your body's fear seriously, the better off you're going to be. And that's something that I would say is going to be your best friend anytime that you start to feel a tweak or anything like that. I had a weightlifting complex earlier this week. It was one clean, followed by a shoulder to overhead, followed by a front squat, followed by a shoulder to overhead. And I did it, and I think it was, God, what was it? 95 kilos, maybe? And I get to the very last part of it, which is the last shoulder to overhead, and I felt a real tweak in my right shoulder. And 7 or 8 years ago, Eddie would have freaked with how that felt. And my, you know, my trap felt hard and inflamed for the rest of the day, but just really paid it no attention. And I wasn't afraid of whatever the outcome may be. Hey, maybe it is an injury, but I, you know, it's just part of doing business. And, you know, lo and behold, the next day I was completely fine and there was no issue. So whatever happened healed itself very quickly. And, you know, whatever that thing is golden. So in this list though, and it's interesting. So Dr. Schubiner has this book. He has Unlearning Your Pain, but he also has Unlearn Your Depression and Anxiety, or maybe it's Anxiety and Depression. And that certainly is one. In fact, I had Michelle Hintzberger, Michelle Grew, who was on the podcast. It's still the most listened to episode that's ever aired. And I think it was in 2019. I replayed it a few months ago. She had talked about this book that she read, and I read it too, and it was amazing. And I would recommend that you read it as well. If you're somebody that has anxiety or anxious feelings or things like that, it's called At Last a Life, and it's self-published, and I think it's by Paul David, I think. Let me look it up. At Last a Life. Yeah, Paul David. So I bought it on Amazon, and it has a 4.6 out of 5, 5,221 reviews. So I checked that out. It is a book entirely of a guy who cures himself of depression and the lengthy road to get there. And what was interesting is that when Michelle came on and talked about it, she said it's an anxiety book, but she just every time she read it, would replace the word anxiety, because he says it a lot, replace the word anxiety or anxious with back pain. And it completely allowed her symptoms to go away, which was kind of amazing, right? We're talking about just changing the vernacular, changing a word, and, you know, it going away, Mad Libsing this book, and it goes away for anxiety. I'm going to tell a little story about what I am going to deem as depression, because I don't know what else to call it. And it was very recent for me. And this is not something that I have ever dealt with, that I can ever remember. But there was a period of time, and I can't remember the exact dates, probably between December 20th and 30th of 2023, where I had what I think and what I would describe as depression. It was a really weird 10-day span. And I don't really know any other way else to say it other than that. It's just us in the room. But the way that I was thinking about it during that time is that it's almost like I would have these flashes or like these visions in my head that if something really awful happened to me, everybody will be okay and everything will be fine. And maybe it's not the worst thing in the world if something happens. Like dark stuff. There weren't any thoughts of self-harm or anything like that or doing anything along those lines. And again, I don't have experience with this stuff because I never had those types of feelings before. Body felt great during this time. But there was this real lingering heaviness where like just kind of nothing felt good. And it's in the holidays really do that to people. Like the holidays kind of drive us all nuts, right? You're around the people that trigger you the most. And I think on Christmas Eve again, or right around then, I had the same back spasm that I had last year on Christmas Day in the morning, which I've talked about, when I saw my father-in-law, and literally it was just he walked through the door, boom, had a back spasm. And this past year, somewhere in there around Christmas Eve or so, I had it again. And I remember I went to like a family event during this time and like it didn't go super well. I didn't have a great time, anything like that. But to me, I was just sort of indifferent because I was just kind of like at this weird place of feeling shitty, but not being able to feel anything, which is like, it's difficult for me to say. And it went away, you know, this all kind of spontaneously went away, like, I don't know, January 5th or so. And it hasn't come back then. Never didn't happen before. Hasn't happened since. But it was this weird like 10, 12, 15 day span where just nothing felt good. Nothing felt right in the world. And I don't know what it is. And it's so fresh and it's so raw. I don't even know what, let me look. I'm just curious what podcasts even that I even put out at that time. Let's look. Okay. So I record a podcast about psychology or sports psychology around the 10th or so of December, and then re-aired an episode with Dr. Schechter, and then 8 days later did an episode about the triggers of the holidays. And then by the time that I had Scott Stiles on January 4th, I felt better. And again, it hasn't come back since. So to me, that's a TMS equivalent is depression. And Dr. Schubiner has written a wonderful book. It's gotten a lot of acclaim about that particular thing. And I'm just curious on the, I'm back at the TMS Wiki success stories. By the way, it's tmswiki.org. And you just look for success stories, symptoms, success stories by symptoms. Let's see if they have maybe an excerpt somewhere in here. So they've got four bullets here. Olive story from a classic TMS website. Tar Pit Yoga. This is an eloquently told story about the author's battle with depression and her discovery of TMS. Scott Murray's story. For more on his experience, visit his website, tmsrecovery.com. Warning, Scott sometimes writes in a way that may be considered not family friendly. There's a story called Wiser Now. So like there's a lot that's in here. But those are the places that I would urge you to go as far as non-pain TMS equivalents, because there's a ton that are out there. I'm trying to think of other ones for me. I mean, that's just the one that's most fresh in my mind because I've been thinking about the last few weeks, examples that I could give that were relatable. And then that thing from late December came to mind, but I didn't have a good excuse on how to talk about that. Didn't know how to talk about that, but this was a good one. This was a good excuse to be able to chat about that. So, nevertheless, I'm going to end it there. Like I said, in a much better place now. That was my back pain for the end of December. And, we sort of have the perfect example where roughly December 20th, I have these feelings that start that are unfamiliar to me. And they last for a couple of days, and I do whatever I can to push those aside and work and get the holidays ready for the kids and pick out the perfect gift for my wife and all this stuff, and then get the back spasm because my brain and my nervous system would far more rather feel pain than they would emotional, like physical pain. They'd rather me feel emotion or physical pain than emotional pain, because that's what this whole thing is all about. So I get the distraction of the back spasm, and then once it goes away, we're right back in the thick of it. And it lasted for a few more days after that. So that's what TMS is all about, non-pain equivalents at least. So non-pain manifestations or non-pain equivalents. And you can get the symptom imperative thing happen just with this stuff too. So if you have any questions or you just want to chat, shoot me over a DM. I'm going to respond to all of you in the next couple of days that I have these pending messages with. And shout out to Andrew, who was on a couple of weeks ago. He hooked me up. He said at the end of the interview, but he hooked me up with an awesome WWE branded North Face jacket that showed up, fit me like a glove. And I'm very grateful for it. So it's awesome. I get to continue with my nerdery of WWE. So hope that you all have a great week, and I will talk to you. March is my favorite month of the year, every single year. It's not just because it's my birthday month, so I turned 38 a month from yesterday as I record this, March 27th, but it's also typically when spring break or around when spring break would happen as a kid, and it's usually WrestleMania season and baseball season is starting. The Mariners start their home opener, and I think they're playing Boston 1 month from today as I write this, and I have tickets. So March is the best month of the year, and I'm going to Arizona for spring training for the Mariners. I'm going to Chicago for work for a few days, and then on March 31st, we leave for Disney World. That's going to be awesome too. So nevertheless, hope you all have a great week, and I will talk to you next time.